Hi, and welcome to the fourth episode of HyperTalks. Once again, we're sitting here in the amazing Beppo Sound production. And together with me today, I have Lynn in studio.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
And behind the scenes is Nitin. And even further behind the scenes today is our colleague Koo. She's actually in New York.
Shout out.
Yeah. And talking about working from a distance, that's actually the topic of today, life as a digital nomad, and touch base on the future of work. But we're not alone here today. We have Ronja, the dog, and her owner. And ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, our guest, the self-created time millionaire, lifestyle designer, minimalist maestro, with a master in journalism, heard in national radio, seen in national TV, podcast, nomad and guru, dog-loving, TEDx youth speaker, and world-saving changemaker, Gurgin Bakasuoglu.
Thank you.
Wow, what an introduction. What happened?
Did we miss anything?
My mom does not even know what I do. So that was overwhelming. Thank you.
Yeah, warmest of welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, we're so excited.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've been following you from the TEDx Youth Talk to hear and seeing your work and so on. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to hear your view on the future of work and digital nomads. But as usually, as we do here in HyperTalks, we check in. And the question for today is, being a time millionaire, this could be interesting. If you had one more hour in your day, how would you use it?
I need to call my dad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why your dad?
No, because he's retired. He has a lot of time. And he knows that I have a lot of time. So I should check in. How are you doing? And he will be like, it's good. Have you read the news? Mm. Yeah, I have. So what do you think? Like, we're talking about the news every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I miss my dad. I love my dad.
Mm. Oh, nice.
So yeah. I don't have that extra hour for today, but I should call him.
Yeah.
Make sure you do that after this.
I will.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Wow, you changed my shaking, I think. I were to say that I would focus on myself a little bit in my well-being and health to work out or exercise. But there's always this connection of your family and friends. I instantly go to my grandparents now that you talked about your dad, actually. That would be just touch base, even though I know it's going to be probably with my grandma the same story with some extra spice to it this time when she tells it for the 100th time. But still, it smiles and yeah.
As the only female in the room, then I'm not going to touch base with my relatives. I'm going to spend the time on myself. No, but I have this. I love books. Not necessarily that I read them, but I put them on pile because I think this is going to be really good. I should read this. I just ordered 3 new books last week. Mm. So I think doing things that I say I'm going to do. I also have a tendency, I love pens, I buy pens, but I don't draw enough. So I would read more and draw more.
And pens and books.
Yeah, for some, I don't know. It's probably something deep about school and blah, 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 you know, if you start digging.
Don't even go there, you like them,
no,
that's
exactly.
About it.
So, yeah, more of that.
More of that, and walking the talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
So the topic of today, I mean, just to dive a little bit deeper into it, the digital nomad lifestyle. It is one of the most popular and fastest growing lifestyle trends of today. And it's currently estimated that there will be 1 billion digital nomads in 2035. So we have a whole generation of people seeking a different kind of life, one that encourage a life of freedom and happiness. So today we're aiming to touch base on the bad, the good, and everything in between. And it's a little bit of a contrast. Maybe we challenge you now with our view of you, Gurgin.
But, I mean, we had a brainstorming session when we were, like, thinking of this topic.
Okay.
And we, like, okay, I'm going to speak for all of us.
Yeah.
But basically, we ended up with people that are living in Bali and that are, like, struggling, like, by the pool. Like, oh, my God, I can't see my screen because of the light. And shit. And then, so when we started researching and then we found you, we're like...